Although you've been thoroughly briefed on the wedding service, subject of compliance, I want to be made aware of. Television cameras outside are clearly visible, obviously, from the time you come down the south portico steps and into the rose garden and so on. After the ceremony, sir, you will proceed to the red room, where you will hold momentarily while Tricia goes upstairs for a moment to powder her nose or whatever and prepare for the official photographs, which will take place in the blue room. There will be real coverage, still photo coverage, and live TV coverage for the official family photographs.
Not live TV coverage.
No, tape.
Well,
right, coverage. There will be a microphone in that room, sir, to pick up ambient noise, room noise. Upon the completion of the official photographs, the receiving line will begin in the blue room. The first 15 minutes of the receiving line will be televised. The lights will dim out at 15 minutes into the receiving line, which will indicate to you that the coverage is over with.
For 15 minutes?
Yes, sir. Upon the completion of the receiving line, the party will proceed into the East Room for the first dance. Now, Lucy will go over the dancing sequence with you, sir, but I thought I'd like to prepare you for it before you go into the rehearsal today. Today will be just talked through. The plan is as follows, that Tricia and Ed will start dancing to a waltz from Dr. Zhivago, and Abe will be with you, sir, after they've danced for an appropriate amount of time. You would then cut in on Ed, at which time the band leader will change the tempo of the dance from a waltz to a foxtrot, thank heaven for little girls. Ed will leave the dance floor, go to his mother, bring his mother out on the floor. Mr. Cox will go to Mrs. Nixon, bring Mrs. Nixon out on the floor, and I would estimate, sir, within 45 seconds, 30 to 45 seconds, the entire wedding party will be on the floor. My recommendation to Lucy at that juncture that once the wedding party is entirely on the floor, that the band leader conclude the first dance. That dance will be covered by tape television.
Can I dance in that case, though, that only with Tricia?
The recommendation is, sir, that you would dance with Tricia.
And finish the first dance with her?
No, sir. Then dance with Mrs. Cox.
Well, how does that work out? That's all part of the first dance.
Yes, sir. In other words, when Ed comes on the floor with his mother, there'll be four, 8 bars of dancing, and then you and Ed would switch. And then you would end the dance with Mrs. Nixon. Ed will be told to bring Mrs. Cox in close proximity to you and Tricia as you're dancing, so it'll be an easy move for you to change from Tricia to Mrs. Cox.
Oh, I changed from Tricia to Mrs. Cox?
Yes, sir. And then Mrs. Cox to Mrs. Nixon. Now, that's the plan as it now stands. I've just gone over with
her. Finish with her.
Yes, sir.
Finish with Mrs. Nixon.
We finish
and it's over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's the end of the coverage of that.
Yes, sir. The lights would then go out there, which, of course, would indicate the end of coverage. Tricia will proceed upstairs. When she returns from upstairs, the cake cutting will take place in the garage.
She goes upstairs, change clothes.
No, I think she's powdering or something. When she returns, the party moves into the grand hall for the cake cutting. There will be two tape television cameras and real coverage and still photo coverage there. And again, a microphone to pick up room noise.
I see.
The cake cutting, and Tricia will proceed up the staircase, throw the bouquet, and exit the north portico with Ed to the car.
When do we have the receiving line comes before the dance?
Yes, sir. The receiving line follows immediately after the official photographs in the blue room.
Okay. Where do we stand for that receiving line?
Well, it will be staged today during the rehearsal, sir,
because it is in the blue room.
Yes, it is in the blue room. When if you go
to where when we're receiving during that period, will they be giving the guests drinks and things so that they just won't be waiting?
There are drinks being served in the
where do the guests?
Where is the ladies' garden? The guests will be brought from the garden into the ground floor, up the stairs, and around in a comfortable aligned from the east, from the east room into
the blue. While they're in the east room waiting to be received, that'll take an hour.
Yes, sir.
At least an hour, probably an hour and 30 minutes.
400?
Yes, an hour and 30 minutes for that. That's all the time that would be at. So you were hour and 20 at least. Now, in that period, will they be serving drinks on
Mr. President, Lucy's working that up. They'll have, the guests will go in the basement into the diplomatic reception area. They will be able to move through those rooms, also in the garden on the other side.
Yes, right.
And then they will flow up after they have had an opportunity to have refreshments and so forth. So no one will just be standing around waiting in lines. It will move, and they have that all worked out. The cabinet members go through first. That's why we have the television for the initial early part.
Yeah, that's just kind of the line.
Yes, sir. And then it breaks down. Well, of course, after the media sampling.
Mr. President, one more note. If you go out onto the North Portico as Tricia and Ed leaves, after the cake-cutting bouquet exit North Portico, there will be a microphone out there as well as a television camera. Again, it's a microphone only for ambient noise and to hear mumble, 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 goodbye, and so on. And that concludes the input.
Protection's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
30% was the prediction of chance by the Weather Bureau. They've lowered that now, I think. Some of the military say 18%.
A light amount was going to be answered. Anyway, I go right ahead outside with a little rain.
But that prediction is not until 6 o'clock.
Of course, the shower, I'd leave in that thing go because it'll be the television will be just as good as rain. This is not a
yes, sir.
On a few hands.
Yes, sir. One other note. Walk slowly with Tricia as you come down the steps and proceed around. You are a fast walker and you move quickly, and she's got the train to be concerned with.
Particularly on the steps.
Yes, sir. Boy.
Nobody takes her train as she comes down, so she
knows her down by herself.
How do we look after the ceremony? Oh, we walk through that. How do we? Who leaves with whom? Do I escort Mrs. Nixon?
I would pass on that to Lucy Winchester, sir.
I guess the usher will add Lucy or the...
He'll go through all the stuff.
She's the one that runs the wedding party, and she'll know exactly what to do. And she's also going to arrange the dance names for selection.
Yes, sir.
She didn't know. So that we don't want anybody else coming in. Understand? I don't want to see that we don't want any other... Red is over. Can we leave that room and see? As soon as the first dance is over, can we leave? Can we leave the... what happens after the first dance? And the
Tricia exits, sir.
No, but she can dance. She may dance longer.
She may. The plan is, we understand it currently, is that she will leave the room after the first dance. Now that...
And then go up very well back for the cake cutting.
Yes, sir.
Well, when she leaves the room, is she sure of okay?
No, sir. She goes upstairs, comes back down, cuts the cake, goes up on the balcony, throws the bouquet,
and then we leave. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So she's likely to leave after the first dance. She doesn't have to dance.
That's our understanding of the
dance. Good idea. She shouldn't have to dance. Don't you agree?
Yeah. It'd be neat.
It'd be very neat. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of clots, and it'll get in there. That should not detract from the official party.
That's up to them.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye. Thank you very much.
time, I think. Yes, sir. Burlington, Garment were out there, and they stuck kept referring back to what the message said and didn't cover any new ground in the briefing. But John gave a little bit of the process, and I thought it went fine. And then, of course, Romney and Mitchell will cover things on Monday. They have a press conference on Monday.
Do they?
It's 3 o'clock over there, and I guess I'm going to expect a question on blackjack.
But that is, of course, that's going to be.
At the AGD. The leads are fine. Leads are great.
Really?
They say that. Well, they say, no, there's no lead on blackjack. That's why we're doing it.
That's why I had no lead. They don't indicate we're going all out between Hendrick and Sutter.
No, what they say is that the administrative president Nixon issued a statement. They indicated he would enforce the law on racial housing. Next sentence is, however, also made clear that the federal government was not going to force economic integration onto the suburbs. At least just the way we want them. Just exactly the way we want them. So anyone who picks that up, reads it, will say, okay, fine, you know, the guy is not going to go force it out. Although it's, it's a brilliantly well-structed statement. Because the lead is just right. And on the one hand, no one can say, well, the president is not providing moral leadership and enforcing the law. But on the other hand, they have to say, we're not going to force it out.
I start out, there's a critical sentence in there where it said that he would enforce the letter in the spirit of the law. And I struck out the spirit. It's always bad in terms of the spirit of the law. Whenever you talk spirit of the law, that means going beyond the law. We're going to enforce the law, period. The law is the law, and that's all. There's no letter and spirit. The other thing is an old paragraph. We're going to enforce this law, but we can take other actions and sort of left in the hazy thing to bring about this great goal of the goal. That's wrong. It just puts you in a hell of a position. And every time anything comes up, they're going to say, what are you going to do about this?
Of course, with this lead today, and then I guess the Attorney General will respond on the blackjack thing. That'll be out of the way, so that takes, people don't understand that too much, but they do, they don't, the majority of people won't interpret that as a move against the suburbs,
blackjack is too complicated.
Yeah.
They'll understand it
there. It's amazing, the guy's questions out here weren't very hostile today.
Have they read it before?
Well, they had an hour to read it. See, I remember in the school thing, when that was put out, it came with sharpened claws. But on this, they weren't quite as rough. One thing, I'll leave. Yeah, on the wedding, Mr. President, I wanted to cover with you. Connie Stewart has covered it with Mrs. Nixon.
Yeah.
We didn't want to bother Tricia with it, but I want you to be aware. Candy Stroud from the Women's Wear Daily. We have an existing policy that she is on no fool. She hasn't been. She will not be. Now,
I don't want her in my presence. I don't want to see her around.
Well, that is the policy we operate under. There is, however, this point I would like to raise with you here. She is going to be doing about a 15-minute commentary for CBS. Not a commentary, but she'll be sitting there talking. Now, there are two, levels of bad. Because she's going to be on television, and because she's going to have to talk about something, I would like to withdraw from her the opportunity from talking about the negative and force her into talking about the wedding, and thereby put her on an innocuous a pool.
Why don't you tell CBS that she's not
going to
be in any pool?
Well, that won't matter. She said anyway. But it would not be. It would be a minor pool. It would be toward the end of the reception line. You wouldn't even, know her. It would be very quick. She would not move amongst the guests or anything. But I would like, first of all, I want to say we have a policy that Candy Stroud is not on a pool.
Right.
But I just think from looking at our interest.
But in the future, she's she's not to be in anything.
She hasn't been in the past.
In the future, she's not to be in any, the White House or any service.
Absolutely not.
Never to be. We control this government's evening affairs.
Yes, sir, totally. She has not been on the pool.
Invitation.
Yes, sir. We select the pool. She has not been on the pool.
Keep her off the trail. Okay, I understand.
Just starting,
what color is your commentator?
For CBS, it's going to be Dan Rather is going to anchor it, and together with Mara McLaughlin, and they will have others around, but those will be the anchor people. For NBC, it'll be Barbara Walters and Ed Newman. That's the way they have it set.
You say these don't pick many friends of ours, do they?
Well, these will be the anchor type positions, but there will be other TV guys. Now they may, ABC does not have an anchor position.
They're not going to have
a Well, they're going to have, ABC will have a 7 to 7:30 special, but they're going to do it from in studio. It just with the highlights of the, thing. See, CBS is a special from 6 to 7. NBC has...
An hour?
Oh, yes.
That's not prime time, though, is it? Yeah.
Well...
Pretty good time, though.
See, NBC 6 to 7.
CBS 6 to 7.
Excuse me. CBS is 6 to 7. ABC is 7 to 7:30. NBC is 6 to 6:30, and then again from 7:30 to 8:30.
Well, NBC is doing the most.
Right. It'll be the wedding. Really. Yes, sir.
Why are they doing more?
Well, they just, NBC's noted for doing more on these events.
The 7:30 to 8:30, they'll have a pretty big audience.
Oh, well, they'll have a big audience all the way through. See, the good thing about this is the CBS feed from 6 to 7 and the NBC feed from 6 to 6:30 will run on the West Coast at the same time. So for it'd be in the afternoon on the West Coast now. So that'll give some, the people who are home in the afternoon who will want to tune in will be able to tune in.
They know it will not be running 6 o'clock out there.
Right.
8 o'clock out there.
Right. But then the ABC will be run in pattern, which means it will be run at 7 o'clock here, 7 o'clock in the west.
What about the
special will run in pattern, 7 o'clock here, 7 o'clock, excuse me, 7:30 here, 7:30 in the west. So...
That's CBS special.
NBC, right. So, NBC. So, both afternoon and prime time is covered.
Some people will look at it twice.
Some people look at it twice. And the wedding is an event that attracts an audience. So people will be able to tune in virtually throughout, and for example, as you go west through from 2:30 on, and be able to pick up wedding coverage, although it will not dominate.
They're allowed to cover anything there, are they, after the wedding is over anyway? Oh, no. Yeah. Nothing starts off till 6.
Nothing starts till 6. And then all the news shows. Actually, this is better doing it this way than live.
Actually, a lot of Christ's sake says nobody's looking online.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's a little more graceful too.
We'll have a fantastic audience.
You think it will?
Oh, of course. Yes, sir.
Sure. Yeah, I guess it's help people just
loud. It has a fantastic audience, both in the afternoon and then in the evening. And then CBS is doing a special tonight. This is Friday, the special tonight on weddings and White House weddings, the history of White House weddings.
They're
10 to 11, I believe.
You're the thing on China, got to be planned, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I think it did. It's interesting to be pleased with it. Depending on how much.